Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Okay, so I want to talk to you today about seven things this world desperately needs. So a couple things. As I'm recording this, I'm kind of going through some stuff in my personal life, just working through some stuff, you know. When you do the kind of work that I do, that internal work never stops. And there's just a lot of things that are kind of highlighted in my awareness recently. And this episode is related to that. You'll probably notice as I go through, I might get a little emotional. I might get a little, you know, stand on my soapbox kind of moment. But I hope you hear my passion for this. So these seven things come out of some study that I've been doing recently, just kind of been simmering in this problem, thinking about the world in general, but also my particular, you know, individual world, my familial community, you know, the business that I run. So what are the commonalities? What are the parallels? What are the opposites? And so I'm going to share these seven with you and really talk about, okay, how can we do those things? Because these seven complete this vision that is like, I don't know, maybe heaven on earth, right? As many of you know, you follow me on Facebook. I love to ask a question of the day, and I've been asking some questions lately around, you know, what do you think the problem in the world is today? Do you really believe that we could have heaven on earth? Could we ever live in a perfect world? And various answers all across the board. But what I'm noticing, quite frankly, is maybe it is a lack of vision of seeing what our world could be as opposed to what it is or how I'm perceiving it, right? So those are two very different things. There's, you know, here's the fact of what happened, but I have the perception of the fact of what happened, right? So I have that judgment, that perception that was given to me, you know, as a program throughout my life. And I'm looking at, let's say, the current events of the day, and I'm labeling it with that perception and judgment. And so therefore, out of that label, my behavior is a certain way. And so I'm either adding to the problem or I'm adding to the solution. Okay. All right. So before I get too far into that, let me talk about these seven things. Okay. So the first one is helping each other in this thing called life. Okay. That we're all going through life. We're all going through the experience of life, and none of us, absolutely none of us, gets to go throughout our day without a problem or an issue or a challenge. None of us gets to go through life without hardships and struggles, whether we, you know, allow ourselves to, you know, go through them in a healthy way or not. We all go through them. And so how can we help each other in this thing called life? That's huge because, you know, we're focusing on what? You know, what are you really focusing on life? I know a lot of people are focusing on building business to make money for pleasure. Okay. Again, not wrong, not bad, right? I know a lot of people who are, you know, focusing on growing a business in order to feel successful and have their ego stroked, right? Okay. Not bad or wrong, but are you truly helping another person in this thing called life? And how do you know you're helping them? Do you take the time to notice that? Okay. All right. Number two, cooperate and share our insight and learning. You know, I have a ton of experience with this idea of using your knowledge as power and politics, right? In the education system, that's quite a common thing where someone holds, you know, not only information about policies and procedures and, you know, maybe some initiatives that are coming along the way, they hold it because if I have that information, I'm more powerful than you, right? If I know that and you don't know that, then you have to come to me for the answer, right? Again, it's insecurity, immaturity, and just ego getting in the way. What would happen if we all cooperate right? And say, hey, this is what I'm currently learning in my life. This is the insight that I have, right? It's not just, hey, I have this degree. Hey, I read this book. It's, hey, I'm going through this experience in life, and this is what I'm learning. When was the last time that you had a conversation with someone when you could completely open up with that person and say, this is what it's like to be me. This is what I'm learning. The wisdom and the value in that is amazing. Okay, number three, to seek the best and the highest for all, right? Not for yourself. I mean, yes, for yourself, but not only, not just for your special relationships, your family, your tribe, whoever's in that group, right? But to seek the best and highest for all, to have that influence everything that we do, especially things like voting, right? When we're voting, we often forget we're not voting for me. We're not voting for my situation or my family. We're voting for everybody. But that's a whole nother podcast. Okay, I'm not going to spend time on that one. Number four, this idea of resurrection of sensitivity, care, and love. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but that care and that sense of love and kindness is not prevalent in the world today. It is like a lot of people trying to get their own, right? So I'm going to go out in this world and I'm going to just get my own. I'm seeing this a lot in the business world. And also, I am seeing this in the quote unquote spiritual world, right? I'm seeing this from quote unquote healers who are saying all the right things, but in their actions, they're not doing this. So their words might say, hey, I want to empower you. Hey, I want to help you. But their actions are not in alignment with that. Now that's happening everywhere, in every single institution, right? And so what would happen if we all came back to this idea of care, compassion, and kindness for one another as being a great value? Okay. Now, the next one, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Number five is keeping alive the divine spark in your soul. Okay. So this is like, I watched a show one time, kind of a documentary, if you will. Honestly, I don't remember what it was, but this is the part that I remember. It was talking about the end of the world, right? So talking about how do you prepare for the end of the world? What are the decisions that you make? You know, who gets to go in the bunker, that kind of thing. And one of the things that was within this decision train, if you will, chain, whatever, was having art and poetry and beauty in the bunkers. And someone said, you know, why is that important? Like, why waste your time and energy and money on that? And they said, if you go through something like that and you're in the bunker for however many months and you have survived, but you don't have art and beauty and wonder and inspiration, what have you survived for? And I love that. That is so true. And so what we're trying to do is not just get through life, because guess what? Here's the thing. We're all going to die. Nobody's going to get through life. You're going to die, okay? That is the end point. But what are you going to do to live until you get there? How are you going to have life in your day today, not just survive? And the next one is closely related. So number six is this nurturing this sense of openness, wonder, awe, curiosity, this sense of mystery, right? But here's the thing, you can't do that if you are wholly reliant on your ego and your knowledge and your power and your politics. Okay? If you are so convinced of X, Y, and Z, then you have no more mystery about it. Okay? That means you have a closed mind related to that thing. And it can be anything. Believe me, if you go put on Facebook today, my favorite fruit is an orange, you're going to start a debate around fruit. Okay? And what is that signifying? That's signifying people have a closed-minded reaction to things that are coming to them. And they have confirmation bias. They're only looking for things that support their belief. So cultivating this sense of openness and just wonder and curiosity is absolutely imperative. And so ask yourself, where do you have a fixed closed mindset? And listen, you may find that there's some things that you need to have that on. You know, I talk to people all the time about, you know, their faith system, you know, and they're like, that's fixed for me, Michelle. I'm not going to change that. I'm like, hey, that's your choice. You get to decide that, right? Now, could you allow other ideas to come in that support your faith system? Right? So you're still having a sense of openness and bringing something new in that says, yes, this makes my faith stronger. So I'm, you know, if I'm going to share an idea with you and it's challenging your faith. So here's the thing is that if you have the inability to take in a new idea and it doesn't strengthen your faith, it takes your faith away, you didn't have faith in the first place. Okay? So just an open mind is really important. And then the last thing I think the world desperately needs is to live and to love as much as possible. To realize that's why we're here. We are here to experience life and we are here to love ourselves and to love each other. And I get it. We all have our things. Listen, I have my things. I'm going through it all, okay? We all have our things and trying to figure out how to do that. If you were blessed and privileged to have people in your first part of your life that really taught you how to have healthy relationships, celebrate that because that is not the norm. And if that is true, you have a great responsibility to make sure that you're having healthy relationships with other people. Okay. And if you didn't get to experience that, I'm just going to gift you with this thought of stop saying that's your excuse of why you can't have good relationships. It's time to start. Okay. It's time to start with yourself. It's time to start with other people. This world cannot wait for you to figure out, you know, that relationships are important. They are. Okay. So I'm going to quickly go through some of these, like, how do you do this? Well, you know, we recently did a podcast titled Two Problems. I'm not going to do that teaching, but I'm going to tell you that if you are in a position to help, to lead, to coach, to parent, honestly, just relating. So, you know, pretty much if you're anybody except for somebody who's a solitude hermit, you need to understand this idea of two problems. You need to stop solving the front problem. And you need to start looking at the back problem, which is really that connecting and relating, okay? We have an opportunity coming up here soon. I'll put it in the description for you, our circling event. I am absolutely 100% confident that if you come to that event, it's just a Zoom, and it's very simple, it's very easy, it's hard to explain, but I'm telling you, you are going to be seen, heard, valued, noticed, and loved like you've never been before. I guarantee it. And you're going to be able to do that for another person very simply. And as a result of doing all of that, you're going to learn some simple things that you can actually take into your life to connect with others on a deeper level without having to go get a, you know, master's in psychology to do it. Okay? So definitely check that. It's free. It's open to anybody. I don't know how many people we'll have. Honestly, we might have quite a few, based on who has said that they want to come. But you know, it's free, just come. All right. Another thing is focusing on unconditional love and freedom, right? So, in whatever that you're doing, can you pause? Can you think higher? Can you think bigger? Can you go beyond, you know, whatever your standard metric for, you know, measuring this thing is? And can you spend, you know, even 30 seconds to a minute with a person? I think about a doctor friend of mine. You know, she's totally changed her practice around, actually. But one of the things that she does is that, you know, when she's kind of reviewing with a patient, she actually has a little cheat sheet. And so she will... She's on her cheat sheet, she says, look them in the eye. And so she looks them in the eye a little bit longer than most people are comfortable with. if she shakes their hand, she shakes it, but she holds it just a little bit beyond that comfort level. And so she has at least three touch points like that in her, 15 minutes usually. That's what she gets with them. And she says, I don't have a lot of time, but I can make sure that when I'm talking to them, I can shake their hand a little bit longer. Right? And so it's just her way of saying, what is one simple way that I can connect with this person at a deeper level because that matters. Okay? Just realizing you're in the people business first, no matter what you're doing, right? It's not about you, it's not about your business, it's not about your metrics, it's about the people that you're serving. And recognizing that, we are all more than human, right? We have so much more that is inside us. And that's one thing that we'll kind of talk about when we do the circling event too, is this idea of experience. And that our experiences of life are so similar and different. And you see the person in front of you, and it's easy to say, hey, who are you? And have them answer, this is what I do for work, this is my resume, these are the things that have happened to me in my life. But in reality, who they are is very different. Okay, so if you're interested in kind of delving into that, definitely come and check out our circling event. I'm hoping that I will actually be hosting some of these circling events a little bit more often. So we can all kind of do this thing called life together. All the seven things that I think the world desperately needs can be covered in doing events like that. So please come, and if you have questions, let me know, okay? All right, so I don't know what your action step is from this. I will say that, just think about this and think about keeping it very, very simple. What is one thing that you can commit to wholeheartedly today to making the world a better place? Don't make it too big, make it very small, kind of like with that doctor. Can I just look somebody in the eye when I'm talking to them? Right? And if that's where you're at, do it. But do it with the intention that you're giving out some more love today, okay? All right, so with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.